I will drink until next morning.
Here's my question. If you could reverse one play in Tennessee sports history, what would it be? Hour number two of the Blitz is live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Broadcasting live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studio, as always. Broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. Of course, our Periscope is live on our Twitter and Facebook accounts, in case you would like to follow along with the show that way. Of course, the podcast, that'll be uploaded just moments after the show goes off the air. You can check out fanrunradio.com for all the great website information, and go ahead and check out the Fan Run Radio app, which is free to download on all of the app stores, and that is also the exclusive home of the Voluntary Reaction. All right, gentlemen, hour number one is in the books, and hour number two is on deck. I'm going to lead with the tweet that I just sent out from the Fox Sports Knoxville Twitter account and the question that I just gave to you guys. If you could reverse one play in Tennessee sports history, what would it be? Go ahead and jump on the Twitter accounts and go reply with your answer to that one. I did take away the decision part because I felt like all the answers, and I knew that mine immediately changed to just a coaching hiring or a firing. And I didn't want that to be the whole answer. I wanted to see one of the reasons that I like putting out these polls that I think kind of make you think back to the history books a little bit is for someone like me who hasn't been watching Tennessee sports for as long as a lot of other people, it kind of brings some moments back to me that I might have forgotten or might have just not known about. So let me just throw that question out on the table real quick. We'll start hour two off with it real quick. Brandon, do you have anything that comes immediately to your head?
A few. I know Charlie, we talked about it during the break, and Charlie has one that's good. I won't steal his, but that is maybe I'll let him say it. Any of the plays against Oklahoma in 2015 in overtime, any of the plays that we get a stop, any of them, literally anyone.
That was a heartbreaker.
Another one is probably 4th and 14 or whatever it was. Against Florida in the Swamp in 2015, where...
Wait, what happened there? Remind me.
We were up...
The legend of Will Greer was born.
Yeah.
Oh!
Antonio Callaway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Antonio Callaway.
Oh, that was the Hail Mary.
No.
Oh.
Callaway's
it was when
crossing across the field.
It was the game where the Butch Jones chart, the chart became
game.
A thing, where he did not go for two to make it 28-14.
Man.
And then on 4th and 14, they took that 1 point lead.
All right, well, then I second that. Yeah, the 4th and 14, definitely.
That one, and then I don't personally remember this one, but I know this is one that a lot of people probably point to, and I don't know if there's an exact play. And maybe somebody wants to call in and who does remember, but the 2001 SEC championship game where Tennessee lost to LSU. A lot of people point all the way back to that game as the start of the downfall.
Wow. I would love to know, someone's thoughts on that. Who
because Tennessee was
watch that unfold.
I think they had lost one game to Georgia that year.
Hey, where's Bear? Bear, if you're listening, give us a call. I'd like to hear your answer to this question.
Had you won that game, you'd have beaten LSU and Nick Saban, won the SEC championship, and most likely gone on to play Miami in the Rose Bowl. But you lose the game to a backup quarterback, Matt Mock. And like I said, a lot of people say that that's where the downfall started.
Is that 2006?
No, 2001.
Wow. That's interesting. That's a really interesting thought that I don't know if I've ever gone back and
and fully learned the ramifications of that season. I'm seeing a very common answer so far on the Twitter machine, and I believe that that's the first one that Charlie had said. What was the first thing that came to your head?
Yeah, the Terrence Cody. That was his name, right? Terrence Cody?
Yeah, Mount Cody, the block.
The blocking the field goal when Tennessee had a chance to upset Alabama on the road. That still hurts. That was the first time my little heart got crushed. I was like probably 8 or 9 at that time.
And if the block doesn't happen, I mean, Kiffin beats Alabama, probably stays here. Doesn't
that's what
even
we were saying, yeah.
USC.
There's a chance that Kiffin doesn't ever leave. I think
that's the biggest thought that to me from that answer.
That, it spirals
is what
from
happens
there.
With Kiffin.
I don't know if he leaves. And then if he doesn't leave, one of two things happens. He builds a program / dynasty here with the momentum he had. And he's still here, or B, we get pretty close to facing the death penalty for some pretty nasty recruiting violations. But either one would have been a good deal of fun.
More fun than what now is.
Correct.
See, that's the thing that's totally changed my mindset on this question is, you know, it's not really just thinking about a game, right? A game that I really wanted to win. You know, like Logan here on the Twitter account says, LSU 13 men. And that was during the Dooley era, right?
Yeah, Dooley's first year.
Would have extended Dooley.
Would have, and I mean, who knows how?
Absolutely, would
how
have.
That would have changed too.
Given
you,
him a little
you beat
bit
a
more
big,
time.
Well, you beat a big LSU team, and I mean, if he had won that game, Tennessee fans would have been ecstatic with Derek Dooley, and people still felt really bad that they lost it the way that they did. It wasn't then until after that you found out how mediocre of a coach that he was.
There are a lot of good. There are a lot of good Twitter replies here. Another one that I'm commonly seeing is the Jabbar Gaffney play.
What was that? '02?
Oh yeah, I'm too young for that. I was about to say, what is that?
One where
I don't remember that one.
Came back to
well
the
either.
They said it was a catch. He said he was in the end zone. Didn't look like he was in the end zone. That one.
Yeah. You never seen the play?
I feel like
I
you guys
seen
have
it,
seen
but
that play.
I don't.
I mean, he holds on to the ball for maybe a quarter of a second.
Yeah.
And they call it a touchdown.
JG here says on Twitter, Gaffney's quote, catch. Other good ones I'm seeing here are the Franks Hail Mary as time ran out on the fourth and forever on that pass in Gainesville. Tie between the Dyson play at the end of the.
That's Titans.
Yeah, that is Titans.
Wasn't there in basketball? Wasn't there a?
Oh, okay.
I feel
so
like
that
we haven't
mine.
Even
a charge against
basketball.
A charge against Michigan State.
Yeah, against Michigan.
That Jarnell was gonna be Stokes. Mine. If I could reverse any play in history, I would reverse that foul call on Jarnell Stokes because I do believe that Tennessee would have gone on to win that game. I do believe they would have gone on to the Elite Eight and truly
they would have played Kentucky in the Elite Eight.
I know.
Would have been so much
I know.
Fun.
And can you imagine having the chance to beat Kentucky with that team to go to our first Final Four ever?
Oh,
and we were robbed of that opportunity because of that foul on Jarnell Stokes against Michigan. What was that, 2012?
Yes.
I believe it was. If I'm wrong,
it was 2014.
No, yeah, 2014. I was going to say, yeah.
Well,
wait.
I was wrong. So 2014.
Yeah,
that was
the even number, right?
That was mine.
What about also
Jarnell
there was
Stokes.
Was there not a J.P. Prince, I feel like, when Pearl was here, when they had the run, was it the Elite Eight that they lost after beating Ohio State? I feel like there was a late game foul there, too.
Wasn't that with?
That was with Pearl.
Yeah, it was against
Michigan
State.
It was against Michigan State.
They hit two free throws with like.
Yeah, it was a foul underneath the basket late, and I'm pretty sure that would have sent you to
Prince
Final Four, Elite Eight. I thought Final Four.
No, that one was Elite Eight.
It would have sent you to the Final Four.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember
that.
So
another chance to go to the Final
Four. Because you beat Ohio State that year with Evan Turner.
Yes.
And nobody thought you were going to beat them. Yeah. And then you go up against Michigan State and you lose on a late foul.
It was Raymar Morgan made a free throw
that
with less than 2 seconds left to give Michigan a 70-69 victory.
Yeah, no, Tennessee had the lead. This was what, 2009? Or no, maybe 11? 2009, 2011, somewhere around there.
So Scotty Hobson hit a free throw with 12 seconds left.
Scottie yes, Hobson. They were a possession from the final four. I remember
yeah, Scotty Hobson made free throw with 12 seconds left to tie the game at 69, and then they call a touchy foul. To
it was so touchy.
Raymar Morgan to the line, and he hits one out of two free throws, and they win by one.
Who fouled him?
J.P. Prince. But it wasn't a foul.
Robbed of the Final Four again.
This was what year? I'm pulling it up on ESPN.
Yeah, I'd
right
like
now.
To. I'd like
it was
to
2010.
I said 10.
It was 2010. Yeah. I thought it was earlier than that.
Yeah, 2010.
Tennessee versus Michigan State.
The Sweet yeah. 16 game was, versus
that
Purdue.
Was Wayne the Wayne Chisholm.
Yeah,
group.
That.
Oh, that was that, recent.
That yeah. haunts me every night when I go to sleep. I see that.
What was that one guy's name? Oh, was it Klein?
Yeah,
Ryan Klein.
That white kid who went off.
Ryan oh my Klein, God. I never want to hear the name Ryan Klein again the rest of my life.
He went off, man.
He could not miss.
No, he couldn't. Charlie, you had mentioned this one earlier, but JT says here on Twitter, hell, maybe the final shot against in the Loyola game.
Yeah, or just whatever play that season that got Kyle Alexander hurt.
Yeah.
We don't know what play that was, but can we change that one that and play. Make him not hurt? Because then I think you do beat Loyola, and then you're set up to just have to beat, like, Kansas State and, like, one other – like, an 8 seed and, like, a 10 seed to get to the Final Four.
It was.
Yeah, Brandon, you're right. The out-of-bounds call against Purdue, just like Caleb says here on Twitter. The out-of-bounds call against Purdue.
What was the out-of-bounds call? I tried to wipe it from my memory.
Oh, my gosh. It was asinine. I remember it vividly.
Yeah, before they even got the chance
it was
to get
bounds.
The ridiculous foul on Lamonte Turner, the ball went, out,
it
of
went
bounds,
out of bounds,
and then they didn't even really review it, but Purdue was wearing the shiny gold, sparkly, stupid
oh
basketball
God.
Shoes,
oh my
and
God.
You could clearly see the basketball bounce off of it oh. and go out of bounds, and just no one even said anything.
Oh, Brandon,
everyone
it was
just
out of
pretended like it didn't even happen.
Brandon, I'm getting really frustrated, too. It was out of bounds.
It was out of bounds.
Won.
And nobody ever mentions it.
Oh, my God.
The highlights on ESPN didn't even talk about it. It was one of the biggest blown calls ever.
I'm going to find this. Oh, I'm going to show it to you.
You don't have to, you know.
You got to see it.
I don't.
Did you break it?
He remembers. He remembers.
I saw it. I mean, I remember now.
My headphones
are I don't have to see it again. I don't want to go through the misery of seeing it again.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. That was the only one that got me fired up. I managed to keep my cool through all of those bad moments.
I cut off
nice
all friendships with people named Ryan.
Go find the tweet on Twitter in case you would like to throw out your
Pig Howard's fumble was a hurtful memory.
Yeah, that one was tweeted out a lot. I saw that one. Let's see. Oh, man, tweets are coming in faster than I can even see them. Florida's touchdown on fourth down in 1996, says Doug. Tennessee Williams says the boot play erased what would have gone down as an all-time great play by Travis Stevens. Let's see. Any of the late game plays against Florida? Yeah, that's a fair one. But I think the one I'm seeing the most is Mount Cody. Because, again, I think that Charlie's right. Imagine what would have happened with Lane Kiffin had you not lose that game.
Long-term ramifications.
Maybe he would have stayed. Well, that's a fun question to think about. Yeah, somebody tweeted a picture right here, even worse, of the Stokes call. Look at that. Didn't even touch him.
You're hurting me. This is the most painful segment we've ever done.
No, we've done worse. We've literally done what is your most painful sports moment.
This is more painful, I think.
Well, we better get off that then. We don't want to incite the pain here on a Thursday morning.
You've
it
already
is a
asked
good
a question.
Thursday indeed.
There's no getting off of it.
We already have
more of a discussion.
It's
question.
Out there.
Yeah,
until the end.
We have so many replies.
Until the end. Then again, really felt like I kept my cool that whole time. But then we had to talk about the out of bounds call. Brutal. Guys, we still got plenty of stuff to get into today. But I want to talk a little bit about Tennessee recruiting coming up soon and kind of, you know, so where that is headed and kind of tie that into just a couple more things on the football team. But we also got to look at some more SEC football news along the way. So that is certainly a topic of conversation in college football just in general. We still got some stuff. So we'll go there next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
/11:18 back on The Blitz. Want to tell you about our friends at FanDuel. And we've been talking about football. And as you know, the NFL playoffs are ramping up this weekend. And do we have the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting for you this weekend? It's called a same game parlay bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. So here's how it works. A same game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the divisional round. You can combine the money line, over under, and player props all into one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a same game parlay bet risk free. All FanDuel customers can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. Playoffs are the perfect time to give you a shot. It's just one of the many ways to win on FanDuel. And we've been telling you about FanDuel all season long. It's easy to use. Their app is so easy. Fast withdrawals. They pay out, get you your money in as little as 24 hours. And they always have some kind of odds boost or specials going on to give you more ways to win. If you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started. Use promo code BLITZ at sign up. That's promo code BLITZ. If you're a current member, then you're all set to go. Go check out the same game parlays only available at FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be 21 years older and present in the state of Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
I'll tell you what, this is a true story from yesterday. One of my buddies, you know, me and a bunch of friends have a group text, and all the time we are sending our screenshots of the FanDuel bets that somebody makes on a Tuesday night or a Sunday morning or something like that. And one of our friends said, you know, guys, I'm sick of never being in this conversation, but I'm worried about betting. Like, I don't know anything about it. And that's the best part about why we're able to send them to FanDuel, because, again, like we've always said, if you are a new user, it is such an easy learning experience. FanDuel sets you up with the best odds boosts, and they will give you those boosts and exclusive offers and great ways to win a little bit of money like that. But even for our experienced friends, you know, we can go deep into these same game parlays and things like that. So it's so much fun. Go and check out the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Man, we're recommending it all over the place, even just in our personal lives. We want people to win some money, and we know that FanDuel is the best place to do so. So go check that out there. So I got a text from Bear during that segment. Bear's answer to that last question we had, he says the 2003 Georgia game. I don't know anything about this one. This was before my time, but he said Clawson fumbles at the goal line going into halftime, which was returned for a TD, and I imagine that pretty much took all the wind out of the sails from there.
2003?
Yeah.
Would we have went to the SEC championship game had we won?
I don't know. I don't know about that. But in the same note, while you're looking that game up, somebody had mentioned the two-point conversion against A&M in 2016. Talk about kind of taking some wind out of the sails of the season. You had done better in overtime after the climb back, or even that interception that I think you threw that maybe ended the game. I think Dobbs threw that game-ending interception.
He did.
Yeah, I'd say that play, reverse that play. That 2016 team could have had a shot at the SEC championship
or the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah,
or both.
Hell, I think that's my answer. If you can win that game on the road in overtime after climbing back, that is a completely differently motivated team. What do you think, Charlie?
Yeah, I mean, I think that 2016 team or change a thing or two from 2015. 2015, I think you were arguably
closer. Yeah, the 2015.
That team was better. I mean, that was a team that legitimately was three blown leads away from being in the college football playoff talk.
Yeah, I mean, you should have beaten Oklahoma. You should have beaten
Arkansas, Florida.
Well, you should have beaten Florida. That was the 4th and 14 or whatever it was.
You got beaten the last minute by Alabama, right?
Yeah, you had a chance to drive down the field and take the lead, and then there was the strip sack against Dobbs.
That was on the road too, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of Dobbs' first starts, I believe.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I don't know. It's an interesting conversation. People are flooding in on Twitter.
One of Dobbs' first starts where he like started the second half, he brought Tennessee back to like make it a respectable game against Alabama. I think you might be remembering that.
I think
that
was 2014.
Yeah, I think that's what you might be remembering.
Certainly could be. Certainly could be. So anyways, that's a fun conversation that we've had, and it seems like people are enjoying that conversation as well, with a lot of comments on the Twitter feed. But anyways, all right, so back to current, I guess, Tennessee football a little bit. And I did see a tweet here, and I saw this on Russell's account this morning. But man, looking at the top 21 football players in the state of Tennessee for 2021. Again, top 10 recruits in the state of Tennessee, coming from 247 Sports. Tennessee has one commit, and 9 out of the 10 have made their commitment somewhere else. Look, I know that, you know, recruiting is not at the forefront of everyone's minds right now, and I know there's so many other, you know, things that have to happen. And frankly, you look at these 2021 commits and like look at the product that they've been looking at. It hasn't entirely been great here in the state of Tennessee, but that is, I think that we are all on this show believers of how important in-state recruiting is. And I don't know who's going to be here to recruit the next cycle or the cycle after that, but we have got to get better and got to get to a former state of doing better with this state of Tennessee. You see so many talented guys come out of here. And it stinks to see them go to Clemson, North Carolina, Michigan. Oh, Ole Miss. Hudson Wolf was a former Tennessee commit. He's number 6 on this list. Tennessee's player is number 9. Wide receiver Walker Merrill.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that hard to recruit in the state. I just think whenever you have somebody who is incompetent as what we have right now, I think you see the results. But, I mean, Butch Jones had no problem recruiting in state.
Yeah, like I think that overall, like you've seen a lot of good classes come through here, and
well. I mean, I say that, and people will probably point to Cade Mays and T. Higgins, but I feel like for the most part, Butch Jones did a pretty good job of recruiting in-state.
Well, his thing was big with the legacy classes, and I do think that helped because you did have a lot of those legacy people still here in the state or around the state, and that was always a big proponent of his, a big push of his, was getting the legacy guys, the legacy class.
Yeah, I mean, that probably helps.
Yeah. So anyways, that is just something that I'd seen on the Twitter machine. Again, that came from 247 Sports for those rankings. But Tennessee, you know, again, I know that's not at the top of the priority list for a lot of people thinking about this program right now, and it shouldn't necessarily be at the top of the list for them. They need to figure out their coaching staff before anything else. But either way, while we wait for the investigation – while we wait to see what this staff is going to look like, there's still news around the league that we have to get into. Speaking of news around the league, real quick, Charlie, you had sent us something interesting into the group text yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I found this extremely interesting because of the source that it came from. Why don't you go ahead and bring that to the table?
Yeah, so with all the investigation ongoing at Tennessee and the talk that Pruitt could potentially be fired, there's been strong rumors floating around Austin that Pruitt could end up being Steve Sarkisian's defensive coordinator down in Texas. And it was being discussed on a Longhorns 247 Sports message board when staff writer, so an actual person,
there you go.
Yeah, makes it, that's a big difference.
Yes.
Mike Roach chimed in and said, yes, we've heard Pruitt's name. I've actually heard some strong buzz around it pending his separation from Tennessee, but we haven't been able to verify enough to report it officially yet.
Wouldn't that be a hell of a staff?
Wow.
Sark yeah. as head coach, Kyle Flood as the offensive coordinator, and then Pruitt as DC?
Yeah. Because I still think that, you know, he's going to, at some point, he's probably going to be a DC again. And he's probably going to be a damn good one again. But that's an, again, that's a really interesting note coming out of the Longhorns network.
There's a lot of talk in Austin right now about old Jeremy Pruitt.
Again, if this was just somebody's uncle's friend, you know, saying that, hey, Pruitt's gonna come to Austin. It's like, okay, well,
I'm the meta guy.
Yeah, you know, like you crazy people over there, you think everybody might come. But considering this is a you know, a staff member from 247 Sports in Austin, again, Mike Roach, that it is very interesting news to me. Again, key word here, pending his separation from Tennessee. But depending on how you think about that, this could be more in favor of something pointing to him leaving. Now, again, I don't think that has any connection to the investigation happening at Tennessee. Maybe there's just a feelers being sent out or something along those lines.
I feel like the fact that, you know, there's enough there for that to be a rumor and to be considered a strong whatever, considering separation, means that they have a decent expectation that this investigation isn't not going to end well for Jeremy Pruitt, or else they wouldn't waste their time.
Yeah, I wonder that too. Brandon, any thoughts on the note here?
I mean, I Chance has said that he thinks he's staying. I think it's. I mean, it's going to take time. I do think he's going to be gone. I mean, there's just so much smoke.
You can't do it quickly, necessarily.
No, I mean, it's going to take time. You got to let the investigation play out.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we're looking, I'd assume, to try to find a way to have to pay him less and or nothing. So you can't rush through it. You got to be able to get your stuff to do it the right way.
So there you go. An interesting note there again from Mike Roach over at 247 Longhorns, talking about Pruitt's name potentially being connected to the new staff that Steve Sarkisian is building at Texas. So there you go, a couple Tennessee football notes right there. We will catch a quick break right here. Phone line's still open for a little bit longer on the G3 Help Me Hotlines, 865-546-8200. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. All right, gentlemen, here we go back here on the Blitz Fan Run Radio. Hey, I wanted to tell you something real quick. Man, there are a lot of crazy things going on right now. Hold on. There are a lot of crazy things going on right now, and, you know, it's a wild time of the year. So many things happening, especially when you're out there on the roads. Be sure to be looking out. Look, I was driving to the show this morning. I don't know about you guys. You probably saw this, too. We drive the same route mostly. Holy fog. I couldn't see 10 yards in front of me.
I don't know if it's a new thing, but I had never heard of it until like yesterday. Freezing fog.
I saw that on the thing.
It's been a thing for about 2 or 3 years.
I actually had that same thought. I was like,
no, I'm serious.
I feel like it's just always been a thing.
There's a Nashville weather guy that like went on some rant about how people just decided freezing fog was a thing 2 or 3 years ago.
Freezing
like a
fog.
Week ago.
Is it Leland Statham?
Freezing fog.
Nashville guy.
Leland. Statham, News 5.
Yeah, I don't watch
Staple.
That.
Fog forms.
Well,
don't watch temperatures
trash.
That are below
That's
freezing.
Trash.
You watch
Whoa.
News 4?
Yes, sir.
The tiny water droplets cool. in the air remain
R.I.P.
as liquid.
Calidimos.
They become super cooled, water droplets remaining liquid even though they are below freezing. This occurs because liquid needs a surface to freeze upon.
Can you consume it?
So it's frozen water suspended in the air?
I mean, do you want me to read it again?
No, like that's...
When fog forms in temperatures that are below freezing, the tiny water droplets in the air remain as liquid. They become super-cooled water droplets remaining liquid even though they are below freezing temperature.
Yeah, here it is. Ice fog is a type of fog consisting of fine ice crystals suspended in the air.
So, like, can you capture it then and physically feel it or, like, consume it?
Well, so I was driving around yesterday and I saw, like, there were trees that looked like they had snow on them. Like, they looked like...
Yeah.
But I think it was the freezing fog. It was the water that was stuck on the trees and it...
No, because that changes
that might just
it because,
be frost.
Because then it's on a surface. I think the fog has to be suspended in air.
Is frost a result of freezing dew, which is kind of like freezing yes. fog?
We probably sound so stupid.
We probably do. We need a weatherman.
You ever notice when y'all get like on those tangents sometimes, I'll just be quiet over here?
I do every single time.
Every night?
Every time.
I just shut up.
Every night from my apartment window, I watch
you just let
the,
us.
The fog slowly roll in from the river.
I let
and
you
then
guys
it just
go.
Covers all of campus, and it gets to the point where I just like can't even see out my window. It's beautiful.
So anyways, if you're driving around and there is tiny ice particles suspended in midair, which is called freezing frost, apparently.
Freezing fog.
Freezing fog. Well, then be careful. Be careful. And look, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit G3Helmy.com or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money that you deserve. That's G3Helpme.com.
I think that's what it was in the trees. The freezing fog.
I don't think...
Yes. Because this says...
Okay.
They're super-cooled liquid water droplets in fog. They can freeze instantly on exposed surfaces. They freeze instantly.
Well, wouldn't that just be ice?
Once it's on the surface, yes.
So you saw ice on the trees.
But it was from the...
It was from
the frozen fog.
So the freezing fog was moving
over. It was moving,
over.
And it got caught on the trees.
Oh, wow. That's a... I'm seeing what you're saying now.
Yeah, you're picking up
so
what I'm laying
if
down?
So if I pick up a stick
a good visualization.
And I wave the stick around in the frozen
yes.
fog and then pull it back down,
I think
is it
going
to be covered in ice?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Chance.
I'm not doing
Don't ask him.
I was letting you guys run with it.
Wow. Charlie, can you run outside and find a big stick?
I'll be back.
Wave it around for a little while. Okay, go.
I don't think the freezing fog's out there right now.
I'll see.
He's going to go find out.
Okay. My weather app isn't saying that there's freezing fog anymore, just regular fog.
No, Charlie, go try. Let's go. Let's go.
I like freezing fog. It's cool.
No fog?
No fog.
It was very hard to drive this morning. We go down those windy roads.
Know what you need?
Huh.
Fog lights. I've got those.
Well, I think I do have those. Is it still difficult, though?
Just trust your feel.
Remember, Chance, my eyes aren't good. I have
or
bad eyes.
Or if you just had your magical night vision glasses.
And don't forget your night brights.
They could turn the fog from white to yellow.
I have a confession.
Your good old night brights.
I have a confession.
Did you already lose them?
You probably did, didn't you?
I never bought them. I never bought the ones after returning them. So, my greatest recommendation ever.
You don't even have for yourself.
You don't even have.
You
didn't even
pan out. You lied to us.
You're a
no,
fraud.
No,
you're
I'm
a phony.
I didn't lie.
You're a fraud.
You told
lie,
us that
I'm
you bought
fraud,
them on
phony.
Amazon.
You're
you
a phony.
No, I said I was going to buy them on Amazon.
No, you told us that you bought
I don't know
them.
About
that's
that.
False.
You said that you had already
false.
Bought them.
No.
You
false.
Lied not only to the three of us, but to every
false.
One of our loyal listeners.
False.
I am with Charlie and Brandon.
It's false.
You said
you're
that
right,
you bought
false.
Them.
No, I said that I bought them from Walmart, used them. Took them back.
And then bought them,
no!
bought them on Amazon. You said that.
I was planning on buying
no,
them, and
because
then I never
that's
did.
That's why you took them back.
No.
Yeah, because you found them for cheaper.
This is not the point of the story. The point of the story is that my greatest recommendation ever, it didn't actually pan out. But I promise you, I did not say that I'd bought them. I said that I was going to, I think.
Oh, you said you bought them.
So that's my
wow.
confession of the day.
Phony. Big, fat phony.
Fake news. Can't be trusted.
Fake Freddy.
Sorry.
Fake Freddy.
Come on.
Fake frantic.
Stop this.
Frederick.
Fraudulent.
It is night
fraudulent.
Bright.
Fraudulent Freddy.
Fraudulent.
Froggy.
That
fraudulent
actually goes well.
Frantic Freddy.
Froggy.
Phony Freddy.
Foggy. Freezing fog. Freddy.
Freezing frog.
All right, I think it's time we took a break.
I think you guys need a break.
Apex Pest Control is your complete pest management company right here in...
Alright, here we go, back here on The Blitz, closing out the show for today, but before we go, we want to let you know that there are a couple of good games coming up tonight that might be of your interest in the basketball world in particular. A couple of college basketball games on. Number one, Gonzaga plays at 9 o'clock on ESPN, and then you got a couple of postponements after that. Three top 25 teams have been postponed. Number 5, Iowa, number 11, Houston, and number 22, Oregon. But nonetheless,
Pepperdine.
Can't wait to watch Gonzaga play Pepperdine.
Pepperdine has given Gonzaga some issues at times in the last couple years, but they haven't played in nearly 3 weeks because of a COVID pause.
Wow.
So that 26.5 number for Gonzaga is looking kind of interesting.
Wow.
Oh, Pepperdine's fresh, huh?
Not to mention.
Talking about fresh legs.
Not to mention, as well, you got 5 NBA games coming up tonight. Miami and Philadelphia, Charlotte and Toronto, Houston, San Antonio, Golden State and Denver, and then closing things out, Indiana and Portland.
Yeah, a lot of great games tonight. Full slate, like Rick said, in college basketball and on the NBA side. And then also, you got the playoffs coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And if you got some time and we don't know what you're waiting on, go see our friends over at FanDuel. Portions of the show and this segment are brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. The playoffs, favorite time of the year. And I know you can't wait to bet with all the action this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to go ahead and give it a shot. Because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the playoffs this weekend. We've got the Rams and the Packers. We also have the Browns taking on the Chiefs. We got a lot of good games this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer. I've been betting football on FanDuel all season long. We talked about the same game parlays. Mm-hmm. I've hit some of those. We've done the boost with the Derrick Henry boost, the yardage that was early in the season. Even some of those spread the love bets that we also love. It's really easy to use. It's easy to register. It's easy to deposit. And it's easy to find your bet. And most importantly, it's fast withdrawals. You don't have to wait. When you win, FanDuel gets your winnings to you in as little as 24 hours. I've already told you about all the odds, boosts, and specials, and there's a range of betting options. You got player props. You also have futures. You can literally find whatever bet you're looking for on the FanDuel Sportsbook. They even have live betting, which is one of my favorite things to do. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code BLITZ. They know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook app, promo code BLITZ. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem with gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. I can't wait for the playoffs this weekend. Like, seriously.
Yeah,
this
man.
Really can't. You got Breeze and Brady. You got Lamar versus Josh. It's going to be a great Saturday and even better Sunday as well.
Talk about those two night games. I mean, yeah. You just nailed it. Two quarterbacks.
Lamar, Josh.
Two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks in the Sunday nightcap. Super Bowl winning historic top tier candidates, Mount Rushmore candidates. And then in the Saturday night game, you have two of the rising stars. You have an MVP in just a couple years in the league. A guy in Josh Allen who's in the MVP conversation just a couple years into the league. I mean, could you ask for any more fun this weekend coming up at night?
It is. It's kind of the, like you said, the changing of the guard. I mean, you got two young guns in Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes, in their matchup. But then you got Breeze Brady. You also got the other young studs in Lamar and Josh. And changing on the guard. Those are going to be the future faces of the NFL. And then you got Aaron Rodgers going up against Jared Goff or either, I guess, John Wolford.
Yeah.
And have we got any news on that? I haven't really been paying close attention to that, if Goff is going to start again this week. I would imagine he is after playing with –
you got to go with Goff, right?
I mean, he threw three touchdowns after 2 weeks off of thumb surgery. I mean, like, he's your best – it's your best option. You have to.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's going to be unseasonably warm for Green Bay, according to weather.com.
I know you want Green Bay to lose very bad, Charlie. I get it. Some people just like to watch the world burn.
No, I was just saying that's interesting because Jared Goff has played two NFL games with a kickoff temperature below freezing in his career, and he's 0-2 against the spread, zero touchdowns, five interceptions. But it's going to be a little above freezing.
Slightly. In Lambeau. Slightly. In Green Bay, Wisconsin. This little bit's going to help out, OJG.
This is from RamsWire. Sean McVay not revealing who the starting quarterback, but Jared Goff seems to be the likely choice.
I think it'd be very much of coaching malpractice if he didn't put Goff up there, unless he just absolutely cannot go.
And this will be only the seventh postseason matchup of quarterbacks from the same university.
Yeah, both Cal. Golden Bears.
Didn't even think about that. Very interesting. So, yeah, there's been a fun slate of things coming up ahead in the sports world, and especially with the NFL playoffs going on this weekend. All right, gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. What is this that I'm looking at on my Twitter account right now? Charlie. Oh, Charlie, these are nice pictures.
Pictures. I found them.
Charlie found pictures of frozen fog on a truck antenna. Tweeted us out to him. Very nice.
Right here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And I think I was right. I think that's what happens.
I think you are too.
So I think if we tested our hypothesis.
Because you can see how the fog is moving. And you can see how that kind of forms the spikes, I guess, for lack of a better
word. Yeah, you know, it's not like a smooth.
The ice.
It's not a smooth formation. It's a formation caused by movement. You know, it's rough.
Very interesting.
Uneven.
Very interesting. All right, anyways, if you haven't heard, over to if you haven't heard, who would like to start us out today?
Rick hasn't had one in a long time.
Yeah, you've not had one in a long time.
That's because I've really enjoyed listening to people.
Good one. Well, if you haven't heard, Randy Fitchner is out as the offensive coordinator for the Steelers.
Did see that.
Big shocker, given that they couldn't run the ball against, I'd assume, a defense that had five people. I still don't think they could run the ball. It was that their run game was just
non-existent.
Aggressively disgusting.
Non-existent. If you haven't heard, we've been talking a lot about the COVID outbreak for some of these NBA teams and how they're going to handle them. Some teams back playing again. I know the Mavericks played again last night. News that the Celtics are going to play tomorrow, as they were another team dealing with it, and obviously Philly is playing tonight. However, Wednesday's matchup between the Atlanta Hawks and the Phoenix Suns was postponed, and the league later did the same to Friday's matchups between the Washington Wizards, who are hosting the Pistons, and then the Warriors, who are hosting the Suns. So contact tracing with Phoenix players is a factor because the Suns played the Wizards. So
the Wizards are just super spreaders.
Certainly, they
really are right now.
Trying to trace an outbreak right now, but it looks like the three teams initially
but also
might be containing a little bit. It could be this new trace that winds up getting some teams postponed.
And following these postponements, if you haven't heard, the league is supposed to meet with its general managers and a board of governors, I believe, this coming Tuesday, maybe. Mm.
I hope they do not pause the season.
And the talk, unless they've already met this week, I think it's next week, but they were supposed to meet and discuss a possible 1 week to 2 week pause. No shutdown for the season, but just like a pause to get teams healthy again.
I think they'll roll through it.
Yeah, I think so too. Rick,
I really wouldn't mind it. Like, I mean, like a week right now, that's better for me as an NBA fan than them like getting to March or you know, something when, and if college basketball, Lord forbid, they do something like that again, the NBA being like, all right, we're going to shut down again. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather them go ahead and get it out
the
way.
It's so tough because how often they play. You know, in football, just once a week.
Yeah.
I feel like if everyone just gets it now, though, you don't have to worry about it later.
You and that theory that you've had all year, let's go ahead and get the COVID out the way.
Well, I mean, it's not like, I'm not recommending people get COVID, but I'm just saying, like, the abundance that they're having it now makes them less likely to have it later. Not saying that it's a good thing or a bad thing they're getting it, just saying that it's making it less likely. If you haven't heard, Jose Canseco has agreed and signed the papers to a boxing match with Pardon My Take Barstool podcast intern Billy Football to take place Super Bowl weekend.
Is this a knockoff on Billy Stats?
I think
guess
he's
not.
Around
guess
longer.
Not. Okay.
But, yeah, so he's fighting like a 23-year-old intern for Barstool.
So can this guy fight?
Jose Canseco. He's like a pretty ripped, beefy. I mean, not beefy, but like ripped, like long dude. I think they've been training him for a while, too, over at Barstool.
Huh. Are they trying to make him the next Logan Paul?
Well, Jose Canseco said this is just to prove that he can fight Logan Paul because he really wants to fight Logan Paul.
Interesting. Here you go, Rick. If you haven't heard, casting a wide net for Doug Peterson's successor, the Philadelphia Eagles have requested an interview with Cowboys offensive coordinator Kellen Moore for their next head coach opening.
Has Boise been filled yet?
Yes, it's been filled.
Boise State got filled?
Oh, yeah, wow. They initially were hiring Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore went back on it to be the OC.
I thought that, I kept thinking that he was going to go to Boise State. I didn't even know they got filled. Yeah, he withdrew his name from consideration about a week ago.
Then Boise State get like a Washington or Oregon or something assistant. I thought Andy Avalos is the coach there.
All right, Chance, over to you.
All right, National Calendar Day. Today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. You guys ever dress up your pets?
Yeah, my dog hates it. Can't stand it.
Dog hates it, too. It's also Ratification Day.
Okay.
And National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Grab yourself a sub.